Metro Vancouver skywatchers have a few more chances to observe the aurora borealis this week. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center says a G1, minor, geomagnetic storm occurred Wednesday, May 10 and a G3, major, one is likely on May 11. A G2, moderate, storm is also likely on May 12 due to ongoing coronal mass ejection, CME. Influences. A solar flare also caused R2, moderate, HF radio blackouts on Tuesday, according to a NOAA report. There may be several opportunities to view the northern lights in the skies over Metro Vancouver this week. No precipitation is expected, and the rest of the week's forecast includes clear skies and soaring temperatures. Clear skies in Metro Vancouver mean an increased possibility of seeing northern lights. Environment Canada calls for temperatures to climb steadily through the week, with daytime highs rising about a degree each day until the weekend. Sunday's forecast includes a high of 26°C on the coast and 34°C inland. The University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, calls for very high auroral activity Wednesday, with displays possible overhead from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin and Iqaluit to Vancouver, Helena, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Bay City, Toronto, Montpelier, and Charlottetown, and visible low on the horizon from Salem, Boise, Cheyenne, Lincoln, Indianapolis and Annapolis. This means residents across the province might be able to observe the heavenly green glow. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Metro Vancouver weather forecast and northern lights viewing. Thursday offers another opportunity to view the northern lights, with highly active auroral displays, possible as far south as Seattle, Des Moines, Chicago, Cleveland, Boston, and Halifax. As such, folks in the lower mainland should have another chance to view the colorful manifestation. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Light pollution in large cities makes the aurora borealis difficult to observe, but not impossible, given the right circumstances. But your best bet for viewing that hypnotic green glow is up north or outside of the city. Of course, when you do spot the northern lights, they likely won't appear green or any other color. Instead, you'll see the arcing, milky manifestation moving in the sky. In order to capture that green glow, you'll need to use a camera with a longer exposure. Find out more northern lights information and viewing tips with our comprehensive guide.